your name?
Jay Bittner.
Jay Bittner, the Washington Ballet, the office is right here on Wisconsin Avenue. And outside there's a performance going on. What's going on here?
Well, what's going on here is we have several of the orchestral members who have formerly played for the Washington Ballet's performances, including the Nutcracker, which is Christmas tradition going back decades. I know myself as a child and many others know that's one of their first exposures to not just classical music but also ballet dance. And they're here playing because last year the Washington Ballet had to cut live orchestral music to their Nutcracker production. At the time they said it was due to budget cuts and due to loss of a grant from the city in support of the Washington Ballet. And this year, they're carrying on like they did last year with canned music that the dancers will dance to instead of live orchestral music. It's a little hard to understand that the same circumstances exist as did last year when they've added performances. The ticket prices are the same high price they've always been when there was orchestral music with the ballet. And frankly, we're in a new time when really we should be looking forward and looking to support the cultural music that makes the nation's capital such a special place to live and work. I really feel like the music, live music, is an integral part to the orchestral experience, as does all the ballet dancers and the orchestral members. There seems to be, you know, large outcry from fans when they say Justin Bieber performs with canned music or lip syncs. It's the same type of lack of artistical integrity experience when ballet dancers dance to canned music. Anybody who is a musician, whether you're Itzhak Perlman in the classical realm or Johnny or Colin Greenwood with Radiohead, knows that live music is where the artistic experience is at. And that live element of communication between the orchestra and the ballet dancers is integral to creating the artistic experience for everybody to enjoy. Not to mention that when you have canned music, you have no flexibility when it comes to terms to the dance. They have to dance at whatever that recording is, and they have no ability to breathe and keep the art organic.
Can the Washington Ballet afford to keep an orchestra?
Unfortunately, I don't have access to their books, so I can't tell you if they literally can't afford it or not. I do think that if they can't afford it, then something needs to be done within the city and the community organizations and the corporations to re-inject the financial support the Washington Ballet needs to bring orchestra back. It's just as important to have the Nutcracker for Christmas as it would be to have the Charlie Brown Christmas special on TV at Halloween. Christmas special at Halloween. What did I just say? You know, like, I meant the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown. But there are so many things that are integral parts of our society, and one of them is, you know, is ballet. And there's no reason that the ballet cannot survive and thrive. So,
as it stands now, people may go to the Washington Ballet thinking they're going to be hearing what we're hearing right now, a live performance.
Right.
But they won't.
Because there's nothing in their advertisements that states the dancers will be dancing to canned music. It's almost a bait and switch. And in a way, it's almost insulting to the audience to think they won't be able to know the difference. I think any audience member recognizes clearly when they're listening to recorded music and when they're listening to live music. And it goes across all genres. I do think that, you know, at least if the Washington Ballet was upfront about the advertising of what they were getting, then people could make an educated decision about where they're going to spend their dollars. Do I want to go see this performance of the Nutcracker with live, you know, orchestra, or do I want to go see this one with taped? Thank you.
Your name?
My name is Patty Hurd.
And your profession?
I'm a violinist. I'm a freelance violinist, but I'm a 15-plus year member of the Washington Ballet Orchestra.
Today, the Washington Ballet Orchestra is treating folks on Wisconsin Avenue to a performance outside the headquarters for the Washington Ballet.
Yes.
What's going on?
Well, we're trying to get the word out to the public that the orchestra for the second year is not going to be in the pit for their annual performances of the Nutcracker. And there's been an orchestra in that pit for more than 35 years. And the ballet says that their funding isn't there to support having the orchestra in the pit anymore. And we just want to point out that it's a loss not only to the company and to the musicians, but to the community. The educational value for the audience, for the children that come to the concerts and want to come down and look over the pit and ask us questions and like to point out what instruments they know and to share with us that they play the same instruments that we do. So we just like to make the public aware that it's happening and that we'd like to see more public support for the ballet.
Can the Washington Ballet afford to pay for an orchestra? They have, for, you're saying, for 35
they
years?
They have. This is only the second year that we haven't had an orchestra in the pit.
What's the why the change?
Well, a couple of years ago, they did lose, they lost some funding, but that was a couple of years ago. And they say that they're still in the process of trying to raise money, and we believe that. And we're just hoping that other people will hear that message and that the funding will become available in order to support having the musicians in the pit.
Are the tickets any cheaper since the orchestra has been cut?
No, the ticket prices are the same.
Any final thoughts you want to share?
Just that we'd like to see support for the Washington Ballet, that we're not here to demonize the ballet in any way. We've been longtime supporters of this company by being in the pit, working with them, and that's what we'd like to continue to be able to do.
This work is seasonal, so you have to kind of set your schedule the whole year around being able to be available.
That's true. Normally, we would be hired by the end of August for this has been 3 weeks of work in December, which seems like a lot. I mean, seems like a little to the average person. But freelance musicians live from job to job very often, and to have 3 weeks of work at Christmas is significant when you live your life stringing small jobs together. So it's a big impact on lots of members of this orchestra.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Your name?
Amy Klosterman.
Your profession?
A professional musician.
With who?
I'm with the Washington Ballet Orchestra, but I also work up in Baltimore at the Baltimore School for the Arts.
And with the Washington Ballet Orchestra, people may be able to hear behind us is playing in front of the Washington Ballet headquarters. What's going on today?
We're trying to draw public awareness to the fact that the Washington Ballet has decided not to use live orchestra for their performances. Last season was the first time they did go ahead and sell tickets, but the live orchestra wasn't there and they used recorded music instead. And we feel like it's about half a performance when you have live ballet but taped music, so we're trying to restore that tradition.
Did they reduce the prices on tickets?
No, ticket price stayed exactly the same.
And no information was given to folks who were attending.
No information was given to the public at all. And this is a big opportunity for children, young people to come. Sometimes their first opportunity to hear a live orchestra. And often during intermissions, the parents would bring the kids down and point out the different instruments in the orchestra. And we were always so fond of that tradition. And now they come and it's an empty pit and a taped music to dance to. So,
what's the impact on the musicians? On your lives?
It's a big chunk of the income that comes around the holiday season that we all depend on. Definitely.
And I know it's a seasonal work, so you kind of have to plan ahead.
Yes, exactly.
That time will be available. You can't have a regular 9-to-5,
right,
which
you then
part ways with for a few weeks.
Right, that's exactly right. Yeah.
And so what do folks do?
Oh, I think you just try to pick up whatever you can, but it does leave a hole, for sure.
Thank you.